So I think we're up to Siman Kuf Yudain, is that really correct? So Siman Kuf Yudain is Schaira B'machalos Asuros.
We did
Gilui. It's mutter except if you're Chabad. I'm jumping a little bit. In terms of Gilui, right. That was an exaggeration. Like we said yesterday, the Grand Maaser Rav is Machmir, though again not cited on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. The pashtus is that all the Rishonim were Mako. They all assumed that since this Isser was not instituted as a Darvish Minyan, and it's dependent on its Tam, and therefore it is going to be 100% Mutter, where there's no practical concern. And that would be true b'zman hazeh. But like we discussed yesterday, there are those that are machmirim, among them Chabad and the Gran Maaser Rav. Okay, so that was Siman Kuf Yudain. Now Kuf Tes Zayin. Now we're up to Siman Kuf Yudain. The Mishnah says in Shvius ein osin schayra bepeo Shvius v'lo b'choros v'lo b'trumos v'lo b'nevelos v'lo b'trefos v'lo b'shkatzim v'lo b'masin. So you can't engage in commerce with all these things that are prohibited, like shvius or nevelos or trefos. Tsayade chaya v'ofos v'dagim shenizdamnu lahem minim tmeim mutarim l'machman. But let's say I'm a fisherman, so I'm going fishing for tuna, but lo and behold, I catch a dolphin. So before the prohibitions against selling dolphins, so do I have to throw it out? No, it's nizdamin, and nizdamin is mutter. I'm not trying to catch dolphins. I'm trying to catch tuna, and just some dolphins happen to get mixed in. Nizdamin is mutter. So kuf yadayim. So Gemara Pesachim, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, derives the iser of schayra b'machal sasuris from the pasuk. The pasuk says sheket yulachem, which implies that not just a prohibition against achila, but lo yehei lecha esek imayim, you can't do anything with them. So then, how do we know that nizdamin is mutter? Maybe even nizdamin should be aser. No, since it says lachem, the Gemara derives nizdamin is mutter. Now, if you look at the Rashba, which is cited in the Beis Yosef, he says the reason for this prohibition against selling is because we're concerned shama yochal mehem. If I have a store, I'm selling food. It's very easy to accidentally just take and snack from one of the things I'm selling. Now, the Taz says, what is the Rashba we're talking about? This is a deraisa, right? We just quoted a pasuk. What are you giving reasons? What are we, darshin on time of the crow? What's going on here? So, the Taz answers, no, we're not being darshin time of the crow. And there's really two approaches you could take. One approach, which the Taz quotes at the end, is from the Truman Sedeshans of Shin Yud Aleph, and he says that it's not deraisa. Actually, he quotes Machlokas Rishonim between the Valiatosis and the Gilyon, but there are those who say that it's an asmachta ba'alma. There's no iser deraisa, it's a gzeira. So then, of course, if it's a gzeira, then we would need a reason, and the reason is what the Rashba says, we're concerned you're going to come to eat it. There might be some other sources that indicate that also the concern is that somebody else might assume it's kosher because it was sold by a Jew, even if it's sold by a Jew to a guy, and therefore that too would be a concern. Now, if you do hold though it's deraisa, so the Taz says this is an example of masan hakasav l'chachamim, and he compares it to chol moed. What does that mean? It means that certain deraisas, so the dinim are fixed and rigid, given by Moshe Rabbeinu, and inflexible. And then there are certain dinim deoraisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moser l'chachamim to be magdir. And again, Chol Moed is an example. It's a bad example because it's a debate whether it's deoraisa or derabanan. But many Rishonim hold it is. The basic is deoraisa, but the hagdaros, the dinim, and that's why you find the Chol Moed a million and one exceptions, right? And likewise over here, we'll see a number of exceptions, like in this domain. And that's basically the way the Taz learns. This is one of the places where the Taz, Derech Agav, quotes his famous rule, the Taza Yadua, that the Chachamim could never ask for something that's explicitly mutter in the Torah, because the Pasuk says, O machor l'nachri. So it's explicit that you could sell a nevela to a nachri. So you can't say that's aser. So it must be there's some hatter. The hatter is nizdami. Right? What do you do if you're shochet? And it turns out that the animal's a shechita, the nevela, it's a treifa, whatever it is. That's also an example of nizdami. In other words, you weren't trying to do commerce in machol sasuros, but it just, you know, you happen to, in your attempt to acquire kosher food, you acquired non-kosher food. So it's in the first process, but anyway, and lulei the taz, I would have actually said a little differently. I would have said that the pshat is, if you look at Tosas and Chulin Daf Hey, we have an example of this. Tosas says that the Gemara over there also seems to be Dorish Taima Dekra. And Tosas says, no, we're not being Dorish Taima Dekra over there. We're giving the reason why we make this drash in a certain way. In other words, let's say there's this heter. There's a drasha being mati or something. But the drasha isn't clear what it's being mati or, let's say, in this domain. So we use svara, we use taima to figure out how to darshan a psukim. Now, there's many times you'll have an example like this, where you'll have a dindo raisa, and then you'll have some type of riboy or miut or the like. Now, the word being used for the riboy, the miut, doesn't necessarily indicate this thing that we're trying to be marbes. How do we know to be marbe this? Because misvara, this is the most logical thing to be marbe, or to be memite. How do you know what's the svara? Time of dekra. But that's not a violation of time of dekra. The violation of time of dekra is when there's no drasha and you're limiting the din del raisa based off of the reason, like saying that losach bod beged almana doesn't apply to anshira, something like that. Here, how you make the drasha is going to be determined based off of svara, based off time to come. Anyway, many achronim though do claim that we learn like the Trumas Hadesh and that we're just dealing with a Isser Derabanan over here, but again, that is a machlokas. The Gemara explains that this Isser is only said when you're selling a food item. In other words, let's say, can I sell horse or a gamal or something like that, a donkey? Right? The answer is yeah, but it's not kosher. No, because if it's ikkar l'melacha, it's mutter to do. Now, the Rama writes also.
Again, what was the deraisa iser? What would be the deraisa?
To do schor and machal sasuros.
The deraisa
iser. Yeah. So again, the simple reading of the Gemara is deraisa.
What?
Because it's the drash is based off of sheketz yulachem, which implies that lo yale lacha esek yimar. It's a Gemara Pesachim Chaskim Olad Aleph.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can sell a camel, but obviously you can't sell a camel wheat.
Right, right, exactly. I'm saying, but don't think that when it's something that's primary l'melacha, then the issue doesn't apply. The Rama writes, it's also asked to be malval, amashkonos, for these types of machalos, based on the Trumas Hadesh, and also because of Shem Yavu Lechol, that's what the Taz writes. But it's mutter l'gvos chovo mizeh, because it's kematzel mimono, and it's not derech ma'aso matan. In other words, let's say a guy owes me money, and the only thing I could collect as payment is a bunch of pork, that would be mutter. It's matzah miyadim, it's not derech ma'aso matan, that's what the Rashba writes. And that's why it's mutter, even if it's asmen ha'tayra. In other words, matzah miyadim over here isn't begader a exception to the rule, but rather, since it's not derech ma'aso matan, then it's going to be mutter. That's where the Shach explains, sivka mechas. So we said before that nizdamin is mutter. Like, for example, I shacht a animal and it's nisnavla. And again, that too is not ba'al yado b'derech ma'aso matan, and therefore it's mutter to sell those nevelos, right? And that's the minute. Every shochet or slaughterhouse or meat company usually has an arrangement with some type of non-kosher place, and all the problematic animals are sold to them. I think Empire even has a whole company of non-kosher, a non-kosher line. You can say, how is that mutter? So, but that's tunis damin, right? In other words,
but you know it's going to happen.
You know it's going to happen. Okay. Also, when you're going fishing, you know that you're always going to get some. You know, it depends how you fish. Fish with a net. Unless you have a very smart net, right? Doesn't matter that it happens all the time. You're not mechavim. It's still in this dami. Now, the Shach writes, and as we said, that's this idea. The hatter of this dami is a mefurish pasuk like the Shach writes. It's mikra malei kol ne Kol nevela l'ger sher b'sharecha tinana v'achala ol mechora le'nachri. Now, according to Mechaber, at least this is the way the Taz understands it, in Sifkat and Gimel, and also the Shach, I think, it sounds like the only hatter of Nizdamin for, let's say, a Tzayed, is someone who's umnaso v'kach. The Lashon of the Mechaber is very interesting. Like this. It says, Nizdamnu l'tzayad chayv ofedagim tmeim. That it's motel machram. So, sounds like it's dafka heter for tzayad. So let's say, lamashal, I am going fishing, and I'm hoping to catch kosher fish, some bass, and lo and behold, I catch catfish. So, figure, okay, give it to my next door neighbor. Right? He likes catfish. So is that motel? So, according to the Mechaber, it's Asr. Why? I'm not a fisherman. I'm just going fishing to get supper, but it's not my profession. And you'll say, but I'm just giving it to him as a gift. I'm not even selling it to him. It doesn't matter. Because giving your neighbor a gift is also derech ma'aseh matan. Right? People always, as we assume, for gifts. The reason why it's not l'schanim is because there's an expectation of some type of reciprocity for gift giving. So therefore, it will be Asr according to Mechaber. However, the Shach quotes that the Ramami Pano is Mako. That we assume that that Nizdamin is even for Mish Ein Umnaso Bekach. And therefore, I think we do follow the lenient view, and it would be mutter for me to give my neighbor my catfish that I happen to catch. Now, I then saw that there's a little bit of Machlokas Acharonim in terms of what I said, that Vager, Machne Ephraim. Okay. According to the Machmirim on this Shaila, let's just say the following Shaila. This comes up also, not too uncommon. Let's say I was given a gift of non-kosher food. It's not Asimana, right? So, Lamashal, right? What, you know, every year we would get. When I was growing up, there, like where my father worked, they would give out this like gift basket, right, you know, around December time. So we ought to give it to the cleaning lady or something like that. Give it away to another person as a gift, right? So is that mutter, or is that considered? Is that considered masu matan? So again, l'chora maybe according to Mechaber would be aser. L'chor, according to the Chuvas Ramami Pana, would be mutter again. I think the minhag is to be mekel. Tadaki Chuva writes that that we're mekel. Again, there's no. It's not. We're not. You're definitely getting hana, but it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. There's no isuri hana, right? We're not talking about machal susus that are served by hana. Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's mutter. That's the way he paskins in the shaila. That it's over here on the page. Shacharach, he writes it's mechor adavar. Not sure why it's mechor v'davar. The Machne Ephraim is machmir. Machne Ephraim says that there's only hatter matzal miyadam. That's and therefore this is not a hefseid. In other words, even I'd like to give it away as a gift, and I'll even benefit from giving away as a gift since I got it as a gift. There's no hatter. There's no real loss. So therefore, it's aser. And the Mekilim say no. The Mekilim say that this is not derech masu matan. And again, I think we paskin like the Mekilim. You should note, though, and this sometimes happens, what about if it's wine? So it's wine, it's a little less pashut, at least for Sfardim, because Sfardim assume that stam yeinav, even zon ezez arsavana, Ashkenazim are mekel, that's makom lehafseid, at the very least, so you could clear about whether this would be much. I'll just read you what it says. This is in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel. Since I don't know if we'll get there, we'll read it now. It says in over there at the beginning, Sef Aleph of Kuf Chaf Gimel, if you want to look it up, Amishum gzeres yayin shenasnasech lalilim uvizman hazeh shein shchiach shaumos menaschem lavod zalilim yesh omrim demagov kuchavim b'yayin shalanu enu aser v'ana. So the Rama writes that even though it sounds like from the Gemara that stam yayinam is aser v'ana, but b'zman hazeh where the Ovdei Elilim, the Goyim around us, don't, or very rarely, are Menasech. So therefore, Stam Yenim is only Aser Vishtia and not Hana. V'lachin mota likvos b'chovam and avikacham Stam Yenim, mipnei davik matzmi yadam. V'o dim b'shar hefzeit. Kigon im aver v'kanu macha. So the Ramaz Meikel, b'makom hefzeit. Like aver v'kana. Now, what about this case? Again, this case, you know, my father came home from work with a bottle of wine. So that's not aver v'kana. So could we give it to the cleaning lady or give it to somebody else? So the Rama continues, Al chatchil al asa leknos al machu en kidei sheis daker, v'yesh makil an gam b'zev, v'tov l'achmir. It's not so clear. Anything that's asa, it's not bal tashas, right? If you have isuri hana, you have bas b'chalav, right? So it's not bal tashas, throw that out. Torah said you have to throw it out. Shkayach. So this is asa rana. So there are mekilim that say, b'zman hazeh, there's a kula. The Rama says you could be mekel on that b'makom hafzeit. The question is this makom hafzeit or not? To what degree? In other words, right? So Baal Tashas Luchara isn't really going to be a factor.
Once you say B'makom Hefzeit is Mutter, that means Medina is Mutter. That's not if you say that's not what you
do. Yeah, but we don't that like to rely on these cool.
B'makom Hefzeit is allowed. If Medina is Mutter, you wouldn't say B'makom Hefzeit is allowed.
Okay, Shkayach.
I'm saying, because last time you said Medina is not Mutter, Medina is Mutter.
Yeah, no, Medina the Gemara, it's us. This is the Shvacha Kula that we're selling on B'makom Hefzeit. Now.
I think doesn't the Rama write?
Yeah, I know we've talked about that, what he says over there. We talked about it extensively. Shkayach. Now, another thing that the Rama writes over here, let's say it's in this domain, however you were in this domain, so it's important, Kedei, that you sell it immediately. Why? The Chavos Yair says, because we're Choshe Shema Yavu L'dei Takala. In other words, yeah, there's no kosher food about your house, and you're allowed to, it's in this domain, so you're allowed to sell it, but don't keep it around for too long, because then you might, you know, forget that it's not kosher, you may come to eat it. The Pri Chodesh writes, though, that you could hold on to it long enough to get Shavyo. In other words, you know, if I sell it right away, really there's $100 worth of Nevela, right? If I have to sell it right away, I'm going to get only $20 worth of it. Like, wait long enough to sell it at its value. I shouldn't hold on, if I get its value, you know, to prevent a loss, I shouldn't hold on into it longer to make a profit. That would be already Derech Masamata, and that would be Aser. But sort of to recoup the value, so that's mutter. Now, an interesting question comes up, what Rav Pinchas asked before, which is what would be if it's impossible to be tzad tahorim without tzedas tmeim? In other words, I'm always going to get some tmeim. So this is a big machlokas. It's discussed in a tour over here. Now, then the poskim say, let's say you're mekel on a chayla. What about buying things where you have to buy some tmeim also, right? Like there's a whole, I'm in the food industry and I'm going to buy this whole, you know, I don't know, I'm going to buy somebody's grocery store with all the groceries in it. So I'm going to, even let's say I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to make the, make it into a kosher supermarket. But right now I have to buy all these non-kosher foods along with the kosher foods. Is that going to be okay? There are other types of cases. And then to sell them. So is this also considered in this domain and it's mutter? Or do we say, no, that's already, since it's derech ma'asumat, it's worth it, Sadie. You know, you're not going to be mekel for fishing, even when you're inevitably going to get some tray fish. But when you actually are buying it, maybe not. So this is a machlokas achronim. Now, Choshochan says there's some that are mekel b'shas hadchak. He's not so into it, but he's milah mitzchus to have a store that sells non-kosher food as well. If the only way I'll be able to stay in business selling kosher food is if I also sell some non-kosher food. There's not enough market. I just sell to Jews. I live in a town with not enough Jews to support a kosher supermarket. So can I also own this supermarket, sell some non-kosher, just in order to sell the kosher? Maybe some say that too is b'chalal the hetiv in his name. That's the Aruch HaShulchan says, maybe. Okay, the Rama over here writes that it's aser lefroa lahachil paul gai in machalos asuros. So it's very important, right? Lots of people have companies. They want to have a chves, whatever it is, a company picnic or things like that, the snacks. Are you allowed to serve your non-Jewish employees non-kosher food, right? I know of someone. There's a bunch of employees, workers, and every Friday for lunch he gets them pizza. That's his keep everyone happy, goodwill. So, you know, it's a big pain. And it's much more expensive to get kosher pizza. He doesn't work. You know, there's no kosher pizza delivery always, and it's much more expensive. Could he just buy them a non-kosher pizza? Okay, so there's a shy. Maybe don't get the pepperoni pizza. Pepperoni, it's just all of our shyness about bas v'chalav or not. Okay, we already talked about those. But okay, so you'll just get cheese pizza from Domino's. Is that going to be mutter? So again, the Rama sounds like it's aser. But if you look at the Shach, Sivkat, and Gimel, of B'chadosh, that many are makel because this is not Kain's Chayra. And I think the Aruch HaShulchan writes, if you test the minhag, Pashat is Lahatir, you don't have to buy more expensive things. Fine.
Is that just off the Matana aspect because it's just goodwill keeping them happy? Same with the Matana that.
Yeah, that's the point. That's the Makil. It's not full fledged. It's not like Derech Malchamata, therefore it's not Rapnapacha al Yisr. There's all discussion whether you could be a Pol for non Jewish workers or a Sirsur. Darkei Tshuva discusses this extensively. If you took a look at the Darkei Tshuva over here, like the Sif, the Simon's not that long in the Dapin of the Shulchan Aruch. The Darkei Tshuva has like page after page after page, because these are actually very, very common shaylos. So the Darkei Tshuva says, what about being a worker, right? Can I be a worker at a non-kosher supermarket or a non-kosher restaurant or the like, right? Because let's say I'm even the one doing the transaction, right? I work at the cashier. So mutter aser. So the Darkei Tshuva discusses this extensively. He quotes Mekilim, he quotes Machmirim, Ayin Sham V'Timtzenachas. I think the upshot is that you could be Mekel, assuming like he has no ownership, as long as there's no Shashem Yavel Ochlo. So assuming, let's say, we're talking about a case, let's say a cashier at a supermarket, so that's not an issue. Everything is... Anything non-kosher is basically in closed packages. Employees aren't anyway allowed to just like take some of the food and eat it. They have to buy it. You know, maybe they get a discount or something like that. But they can't just like, you know, walk over and start taking the food. And certainly, you know, as they're cashiering it, they can't. Don't mind me if I take some of it. So therefore. The minig is to be mako. There's a whole discussion also, Rabbi Kivego over here, he leaves off with the Tzarech Iyun, could you be a cook for a guy? And the like. The Darkei Tshuva talks extensively about Sivkat Yedzayin, about whether you could be have a partnership. And that is some of the eight, sometimes, it's not so pasha to have a partnership, but sometimes when you have these situations where, again, let's say you want to have a partner, you want to own a non-Jewish, a supermarket that sells non-kosher food as well. So some poskim are makel to have a partnership with a guy, whereby the guyish portion is the one selling the non-kosher food. Okay, good. So those are some of the issues. Now we're going to turn to the next simon kuf yud ches, which relates to bashas and salmon ayin. Now, let me just give a little background. Because this comes up twice in Shulchan Aruch, two different sugyas in Shas, and therefore two different simanim in Shulchan Aruch. One is Simon Samach Gimel, and one is Simon Kuf Yud Ches. So I didn't tell you guys to see Samach Gimel, but let me just give you the very brief background, because you have to know that a little bit, and then we'll do our simon, and then we'll do Tfilas Kalim. Tfilas Kalim only have 55 pages of notes, so it shouldn't take so long. It's not like Hechsher Kalim. Okay, so the Gemara Nevotos in Chulin says like this: Amarav, Basar Kevan Shenis Alam and Ayin Aser. Basar, if you don't see it, right? It's Alam and Ayin. It's, you know, let's imagine I go ahead and go with my family. We make a barbecue picnic, right? So we go to Van Song Park. And we bring our little grill, and we put on our hot dogs, and, you know, waiting for everything to cook. So I go off with my family, and we go to the playground, and we play play some ball, and then we come back 5 minutes later. Nobody's been watching it. So according to Rav, may as well just throw out all that meat. That's annoying. The Gemara says that, how do we, okay. So the Gemara says, how do we know this? He didn't say it, it's from the Maisa. The Gemara says maybe Rav wouldn't be Machmir, especially if most of the meat is kosher. In other words, if it was in a picnic in Yerushalayim, then maybe Rav would be Mekel. But the Gemara seems to conclude that even there, Rav would be Machmir. The concern, by the way, is for animals primarily in terms of the Gemara Chulin. You know, taking it and replacing it. Now, Levi over there disagrees, and he permits it, at the very least, if Rov the Batzer is Kasha. So the Rav, the Gemara asks, Ela Rav Hechi Achal Bisra. Like, how in the world did Rav ever eat anything, right? You know? So the Gemara gives four answers, basically. The first answer, B'shaite de lo alam ein eminei. Right? Very simple. You shech the animal, and you eat the meat. It does not leave your eyes between the shechita and eating. Okay, that's pashut. That's going to be okay. Ibai zema b'tzaira v'chasuma, so it's sealed. Inami b'simana. The Gemara gives an example. Plus karnasa, like they were, you would cut the meat in a specific way that made it noticeable. And finally, the Gemara later on says tvias ena is enough as well. This is the psak of the Rambam as well. The Rambam has a chumra actually more than Rav, because he's machmer even for basar and him to be at akum. Right, the Rambam writes in Machos Asuras Perk Ches Halacha Yud Beis, V'chol Basar Hanim Tzaviyad Akum, Ve'en Yadua Mimilakach, Im Hayu Moch Ve'ya Basar Yisrael Mutter, Zehu Din Torah. So let's say you have meat in the hands of a guy, and it came from a Jewish store. So Midaraisa, Mutter! V'kfar Asru Chachamim Kol Basar Hanim Tza, Be'en B'shuk, Be'en B'yad Akum, Afal Pisha Kol Ashochtim, V'chol Amochrim Yisrael. Doesn't matter. Still asher. Below od. El lokech baser v'nichol v'eso v'nel l'minayin. Look at that. I buy meat from Evergreen, and I put it down in my house, and then I go out for a couple minutes to daven mincha, and then I come back. All the meat in my house is asher. Elim k. Haybo simen. Oshayabo tviyasayin. Umakiro. Vadai. Shuza. Oshay etzar v'chasam. The Heterim of the Gemara. Why the Rambam is so machmir is a chiddush. Some say it's from the Yerushalmi. However, the Rash writes that Rashi pasak the last ochsak of Rav, we pass him like Levi, and this is basically the approach of the Ashkenazi. We've shown him. So Ashkenazim, you know, the common denominator of everything we've been doing post-Shavuos is like the reverse of the year. All the cases where the Ashkenazim are making the Sfarim are machmir. So this is another one of those. Where the answers of Rav and the Gemara are very dachuk, and therefore Ashkenazim Paskin like Levi. So this is in Shimon, Shulchan Aruch Simon Samach Gimel, again the Mechaber's Machmir, and the Rama writes that Baminag Lahakal Ksar Achrona, Bafilim Haya Biad Nachrim, Benachrim Shekol Mochim, Him Yisraelim Hamochim Basar Kashim. Good. So that is in terms of Simon Samach Gimel. And there's you should obviously look that up and study it well. Now we're going to turn to Simon Kuf Yud Ches. Now, Kuf Yud Ches is from a different sugya, Gemara Avodah Zarah, not Chulin. And if we start just from the Torah writes, Amar Rav, so it's Rav again, that Chavis, meaning it's Rashi Tevis, Ches, Veis, Yud, Saf, is Aser B'chosim Echad. Now, you need shtei chosamas for to be mutter. What does chavis stand for? Chatichas dag, basar, yayin, or tcheles. But champag, what does that stand for? Chalav, moryas, pas, and gvina are mutter. What's the common denominator of the machmirim? That you need two chosamos. Rashi says it's because dama v'yukarim, and it's tarchum mizdayef. In other words, it's worthwhile for the guy because these are things that are so expensive to fake the simon, so you need two simanim. We pass control like the Rashba. The Rashba says that the Ran is a different theory as well, it's whether it's a Isser Machmas Asmar or Tarovis, but we pass control like the Rashba, the Iker. The Rashba says the Chiluk is that the first class are Asar Daraisa, with the exception possibly of Yayin, because it's he loves doing, Gayim love doing Nisuch. We could talk about whether that applies today. And the second class, like Chalav Akum or Vinas Akum, or the like, are Derabbanan. We mentioned before that the Shach writes Chalav Akum is Derabbanan because it's part of the Rovman Derais, so we talked about why that should be the Chedesh Shach. Agav, it is interesting. The Shach points out that according to the Ran, Chalav and Vinas Akum really are Asami Derais. According to the Rashba, they're Asami Derabbanan. But we've already studied extensively Chalav Akum, Vinas Akum, so we don't need to get back into that. Now, we're going to read Sif Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. Everybody follow along. Really, to understand Sif Aleph and all the various deos in Sif Aleph, it's worthwhile to at least briefly examine the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Over there, the Gemara has Machlokas Tanaim about Yayin that was Hufkan Eitzel Nachri. And there's one Chosem. What's the halacha? What do we say in that case? So it's the Mishnah has a Machlokas, a Braisa. Tanya echad alokeach vechad asocher bais bechatzeiro shalov kochavim umilu yayin umaftech alchosim biyad Yisrael. So you have a room locked. The Jew is the key. Rabbi Lazer matir chamim olshim. So the machlokas are lazer chachamim. How do we paskin? So the Gemara later on says that Rav paskin like Rabbi Lazer. Good. So it sounds like we're makel. However, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tesamud Aleph says, well, you quote it, Chavis, meaning again, Chalav Basar Yayin Tcheles, is As B'chos Mechad. So how are you Miyashiv this Stira? So, there's like five answers in Rishonim. We'll mention the three answers that are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph. So, the Rambam writes, and again, other Rishonim as well, that Rebbe Lazar's Matir Chosim Mechad requires, the Rebbe Lazar, when Rebbe Lazar is Mekel in a Mishnah, he meant Maftechos plus a Chosam. In other words, what do we need? We need two Chosamos. That's why we paskin for the Yisurim Derais. You need two Chosamos. When it says Rebbe Lazar is Mekel with the Mafteach, it's because he held that a Chosam, one Chosam plus a Mafteach is good enough. The way we're, one way to look at this is that a Mafteach, you don't really need Shtei. Chosamos, you need 1.5 chosamos. Mafteach is like a half. So when it comes to Yisrael Derabbanan, Mafteach alone isn't enough, right? But when it comes to 2 chosamos, or even 1 chosam plus a Mafteach, so that's good enough. Now why? It's sort of interesting, you know, what's Mafteach? That sounds like a really good thing, right? So the Pri Chadosh says, because it's easy to, you know, to pick a lock, or to get through a locked door. Rav Avadia Yosef writes, therefore, if you look at the Kaf HaChaim over here, Rav Avadia sort of finished up the Kaf HaChaim when he was very young, the Simanim that he missed out on. I think it was like 20 at the time or something like that. Anyway, so he quotes, and he paskins that maybe if you have good maftechos nowadays, the Mashkiach has a key to a certain room, right? And he's the only one that has a key. And this is a key. I mean, like, you probably have the right price, you could pick any lock. But it's not like... it's not something that's easy to get through. So then many achronim are makel on the chayla. Based off this prichadash, there are those that are ma'achmir. The tzemach tzedek, or as you would say, tzemach tzedek, is ma'achmir on that chayla. So that's the answer of the Rambam, which we paskin like, basically. We'll see that there are other rishonim that give another answer. Tosfos writes that... It's very mistaber. The Pri Chadosh says it's easy to pick a lock. That's why it's mutter. Now, there are lots of locks nowadays that are easy to pick. Like all the locks in my house except for the front door. No, in other words, like a bedroom door lock is meant to be easily picked. They're privacy locks. You could all use a hanger and like open the door.
But if you have an actual lock, has anyone tried using an actual lock pick on Rabbi's front door?
I don't know. If it is, it is. If it's not, it's not. I don't know where you draw the line. But if it's a lock... that's very, very, very hard to pick. So then, hopefully, my front door is such an example, though I haven't... I did once try, actually, and I didn't succeed. Then I got my super. Anyway, you have to know what to ask. So that's the halacha. So Tosfos gives a different answer. He writes that there's a chiluk between being a case where you leave it by the guy... and you expect, then you're going to come back, versus sending it to a guy, with a guy, to somebody else. If you leave it, when a mafkid be at a guy, so I'm going to come right back, even if I'm not going to be back, so the guy is afraid he's going to get caught, and therefore chos mechad is enough. But when I send it with the guy to somebody else, so then the recipient doesn't necessarily know that he's going to get caught. The shaliach doesn't expect to get caught because the recipient doesn't know exactly what the sender looked like, so therefore we need two simanim. So that's the answer of Taisvis. And the third answer is Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yashar, the most innovative answer, though there are a number of problems with it, and that is, and this is quoted by the Rama, b'diavad, yesho nuchol in yishtecho samos, rak yisho chashad. When you need yishtecho samos, yisho chashad. Why yisho chashad? Because he has less fear getting caught. Yeah, he knows he's Jewish. You know. He speaks Yiddish also. But a guy, so he's more afraid to get caught, and therefore chosen echad is enough. Now, the Rama writes, so b'diavad, you can be samach on that view. All three views, we'll read the Shulchan Aruch, recite in Shulchan Aruch, and the tour. But the Rama writes that b'diavad is samach on that view, which basically means that all these shaylos b'diavad are going to be mutter, b'chos mechad. B'chos mechad. If you don't have one chosim, it's not going to be mutter. But if you have b'chos mechad, it's going to be mutter b'diavad. Now, Sif Beis. Right? So now, should we read Sif Aleph? Or you'll now you know how to read Sif Aleph? What do you want? No? Good?
Too long.
Too long. Okay, good. Sif Beis. So let's we'll just read it together. Kevan Shechtimu Karaui Shtei Chosamos V'dvarim Shetzrich Shetzarech Shnayim V'achad V'dvarim Shedai V'achad. So then Ein Tzarech L'Achzarech L'Roso. So this is like really strange, right? Once you use your tool, you follow the halacha, you use these two chosamos like you're supposed to do, then you don't even need to bother checking it. Why? So look at the shach, so kan yod zayin, the tam to chosamos lo havei alam yisham de mishtam al yitarach mizdayev. In other words, what's the whole idea? Once there's two simanim, so then the guy is not going to bother being mizdayev. And therefore, even though I don't check that the two simanim are intact, I could assume that the guy is not going to bother being mizdayev because he sees two simanim. Now, then it would l'chor only work if the guy knows that there's two simanim. Now, it's not that there are two hidden simanim, right? Like there's a hair over here and a this over there, or something like that, I don't know. So then that won't work. Now, nevertheless, even though that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you look later on in Siman Kuf Lamed, Siman Kuf Lamed has these halachos by wine as well. So there, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba. The Rashba is quoted in the basis of over here that says, Nachon, to check. So even though technically speaking you don't have to tell the guy that there are simanim, you can't tell him the simanim. L'chatchila, if I'm being shaleach meat, I should do two things. I should A, tell the guy that there are simanim, and I told the recipient, and then tell the recipient. But b'diavad, at the very least, where technically speaking it's okay even if I didn't tell the recipient about the simanim, because there are two simanim. And the guy knows there's two simanim. However, l'chatchila, you should tell the recipient, and also l'chatchila, you should check the simanim, right? The most common simanim, I think, the practical examples around here, at least, when you make the orders from the supermarkets. So hopefully, they send with two simanim. The packages are one simen. Let's say I order meat from Seasons. So the package is one simen. And then the second simen is that they wrap up the tape. And there's like, usually they put so much tape, it's impossible to you get caught up in all the tape. But that tape is a simen. Why? Hopefully, again, assuming the stores are being run properly, that tape is, the mashkiach is in charge of the tape. And he's putting the tape on, or at least observing the putting on the tape and the like. So therefore, that tape says kosher, right? So that's the second simen. When I was a kid, all the chicken that you buy from the stores all had plumbas on them. That would be two simanim. Plumbas are these like metal tabs on the. Now they for a while they haven't put those on because they get the meat dirty. People thought they were unsanitary, or how, like their chicken would have like this little brown spot on it for the rust for the plumba. So they don't do that anymore. No. Okay. Good. Let's continue. Let's go to Sif Dalet. So as we said, Maftech is not good enough, and we talked about why that is, and whether perhaps there are exceptions. Aval, right? But Maftech, like we said, isn't even one simon. So therefore, if you need one simon, then it would still become aser with the Maftech. Okay, let's go to Sif Hay. Im shalach al yedei gai yarech b'lei chaysam. Af im he chatucha gedeach shisal chotcha achar chaticha chatita saged kshera v'chein kol chaticha shenikar ba nikar ha-Yisrael kagon v'netil schuta diada v'chot she'etzel ha-chazet k'yot she'bo. So the question is, why is this mutter? It's only one simon, right? This meat, I get the meat, right? And I see it's cut the way the Jews cut the meat. Right, let's say, yeah, with nicker or a shape or whatever. So well, why is this mutter? It's, okay, I understand that it's going to be one simon, but why should it be two simonim? So the answer basically is that since it's a simon mofak b'guf ha-basar, so then it's mutter. That's the way the Minchas Yaakov explains it. Rashba might have a different kula, but that's the basic heter. So just like we saw back in Simon Sanach Gimel, that this is one of the heterim for basar and almanayin, so it's also one of the teirim for basar shenishtaleach al yedei guy. Fine.
It's hard to take it.
I'm sorry?
Because it's very hard to take.
Yeah, I imagine. Exactly. Another thing, this can be very important. Al halacha, when you have a very, very, very good single simon, right, what's going to be the halacha? For example, much of the meat nowadays doesn't have two simon. Let's say I go to ShopRite. I go and I buy Empire kosher chicken. So there's basically just one simon, right? It's wrapped in the Empire. Now, it's a simon that's very hard to be mizdayef. Not impossible, you know, wouldn't be impossible, but it's not easy. And there's no hashkacha on these kosher meats in these non-kosher stores. So that's going to be very relevant in terms of this. If we go on to Sif Ches, it says, "Alokech basar shalach biyad echad me'ami haratzos." So then, Neman alav afal b'sheinu mochsav b'rash. So you send basar with someone who is not so careful about kashrus. So we know that Yisrael chashud, sending it beyad Yisrael chashud is aser. In fact, maybe according to Benutam, much worse than sending it beyad gai, right? So this is not someone who's chashed. He keeps kosher, but he cuts certain corners that we would not eat. So the first opinion says it's still mutter. It doesn't have the din of nalim and ayin or the like. Why? Because even though he's not so careful about his kashrus, but he's not chashed al gazel. But then the Mechaber writes, v'yesh mishalomer, and the Shach Sifkan Dal says it the way we pass it actually, Shem who chashed lachol dvam shein derech harab and lach lehem afu chashed lachlef. So a big chumra that we're choshes for chashed lachlef even in this case. Let's go on to Sif Yud. Ha meiniach nachi b'deiso o dvam shem hochlefu yesh laha yesh bahem afilu iser taira imu yotz v'nechnas o shazman rahav. So what's halacha? You have a guy in your house, right? And you're not home. Like a cleaning lady or something like that. So does all the food in my house become aser? So there's two heterim given here in Shulchan Aruch. The first one is Yotze Nechnas. What's Yotze Nechnas? You're not gone for Zman Rav. What's Zman Rav? The Gra writes a mil. Not the Gra here in Kuf Chav Tes Kan Beis. Or, yeah. Oh. Afilu Shah Zman Rav. The Lo Dio Shadai Leshos. Or you're gone for 25 minutes, you're gone for 30 minutes, but you don't tell him when you're coming back. Whereas I'm going to Mincha Maariv. So some places in Mincha Maariv takes more than 18 minutes, especially if you have to drive there. But the guy doesn't know, right? I don't tell the guy, I'll be back in a half hour. I just leave. And as far as the guy knows, you know, the expectation is that I'll return at any moment. So then it's mutter. The Shach discusses whether that's mutter on the Bidyev or maybe L'Chadchila. First thing's mutter L'Chadchila. Fine. So that's okay, because he's Mishari B'chol Shah. Aval me audio should I to Lisha, it's Aser. But if you tell him, I'll be back in a couple hours, see you later, so then it's Aser. V'meinonena b'chalifin. However, and this is a very important rule, this rule comes up several times in our Siman in the Beis Yosef, any time the guy's not nena b'chalifin, so then it's mutter b'chol inyan. T'luchashin ha'shem echlof l'hachshilo k'en shen ein lo anabdavar. In other words, the concern for chalipin is that we're not concerned that he's like going to try to get you, typically. Rather, what's the concern? The concern is that he's going to be nana. And therefore, if there's no hana. So what should that mean practically? So, you know, people wonder about leaving their babysitters or cleaning ladies or other things in their house when they're not around. So the best thing to do is to be yotiv nechnas. To some degree. For guys living in the Heights and learning here, it's pretty easy, at least to some degree, which is, what do? You sort of tell them that, you know, I'm going to, you know, I you don't have to, you know, I pop in every so often, need sperm, whatever it is, and then pop in every so often, and don't do it on a regular basis, you know, go, sometimes come back 10 minutes later. What about if you can't do that? So then, the next thing you could do is to create a situation where they're not nana b'chalipin. So what would that mean? You tell the guy, look, help yourself to any food you want. Right? Why? Because then if they took something, they don't feel that they have to replace it because they know they're allowed to take it, right? They know they're allowed to take it. So therefore, that would be okay. Now, the truth is the bigger problem is not so much with food. The bigger problem is with kelim. This halacha applies to kelim as well. Why is that a bigger problem with kelim? Because they are nana. So that's why, again, one eitzah is to, especially if you can't create a situation of yotzim nechnas. Nowadays, sometimes the better solution is to use put a camera in the kitchen, something like that, nanny cams. But anyway, is to give them their own kli. Say here, if you know, if you're going to cook something or whatever it is, then use this. Use this pot, something like that. And therefore, that to some degree gets out of the problem. Lamaisa, the velt, the minhag is to be very makel on Yishailas, on Kalim especially. Again, in the end of the day, b'diavet cases, food is usually not an issue because you would notice it, right? If I have leftover challant in my fridge or chicken from Shabbos, right? If it was replaced with something else, it's very hard to imagine that I wouldn't notice. But the kalim, so there, taka, you know, there are mess ups. I mean, it's not like an unreasonable shash, right? So these are some of the issues. Okay, we're going to turn to the main issue of today, which is hilchos tefilas kalim. I know we're skipping seven kufiyotes. Don't remind me. Yes.
Boston and Shoshana, what's the incentive to switch the meat? It tastes better.
So that's a good question. The primary incentive is that, I mean, Nisalim and Ayin, back in Siman Samachimel, there's additional concerns like animals and like, but in terms of our Siman, it sounds like typically the concern is going to be that might get better meat. In other words, let's say my meat is higher quality, but I get away with replacing it with lower quality meat. So that's certainly an incentive. Okay. So, Tzvilas Caleb. The Torah talks about Tzvilas Kalim in Parshas Matos. the Jewish people are getting back from the war. Moshe gets angry, forgets halacha. Which are all metals. That's talking about Hachshar Kelim. Now, might be that Pshutos will make actually that's talking about Tuma. However, Chazal understand there's Machlokas, Yishanam, whether it's a Din D'Raisa, Din D'Rabbanan. We assume that it's D'Raisa, that Meini Da is referring to what? The mikvah. And why do you have to do it? Not because of Tumatara. Nowadays, for example, we're not mocking Tumatara, you still have to do it. How is Meini Da referred to a mikvah? Ma'am Shanita Tamal Spahin. So you have to put it in the mikvah besides Hachshar Kelim. You also have to be tovel in the mikvah. And this is a very interesting type of tefillah b'mikvah. It's not like typical tefillah b'mikvah, which is tefillah b'tumah. Tosus over there says, over there, meaning Avodah Zarah, Ayin Hem HaBeis, that tefillahs klei midyan is a chiddushu. And won't necessarily follow the rules of normal tefillahs kelim. For example, a revius, which is enough for machton v'tzinorios midoraisa, would not be enough here. You, even though you have a little tiny kli, you need memsa. There are some rishonim, and if we had time, we would see there's a range of rishonim. Some rishonim think that we do learn halachos from Tumantara. Some rishonim say we don't. Tosus over there on that same page discusses that, for example, with respect to a maimid. Do we learn halachos from Tumantara? In other words, let's say you have a barrel with metal belts. So the food doesn't come in contact with the metal, only with the wood. But if we learn from Tumantara, then maybe we'll say you do need to be tovelet. Or screws that hold things together. Or let's say, I had this once, a coffee cup that was plastic, all plastic, but it had an outside stainless steel chelak for insulation. I wasn't sure that was a maimed, actually, because the basic function of the cup works totally good without even the metal thing. But, well, that's the question. In other words, here, the question is, this helping in terms of functionality? If I will have thought that still made it dumber, anyway, we'll get to that. So so there are a number of places where a number of poskim are medame to tuma and they're makel. This comes up by some poskim that are makel for disposables in terms of tefillas kelim because it's not makel tuma or mechover lekarka. Some even say if you plug them to the wall, that's mechover karka. Mechover karka is not makel tuma, therefore it's not that's not an accepted psak, generally speaking. Or if some poskim are makel for if it's machzik memsa, since it's not makel tuma, so you don't need tefillas kelim. Anyway, those are some of the places where others say, no, this has nothing to do with tuma. Like we said, Tosfos says it's a chiddush, where the most interesting perspective could be found in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that this is like tefillah l'geiros. That's not exactly the way Yerushalmi puts it. That's where the Ritva understands Yerushalmi. The Ritva says kein geiros. The way the Yerushalmi puts it is, l'fi shiyatzu mituma sagai, v'nichnesu l'kedushas Yisrael. Usually, if I asked you what's the opposite of tuma, you wouldn't say kedusha, right? You'd say tara. But here, it's hachnasa l'kedushas Yisrael. The Meiri writes, it's a very powerful idea, that we associate our food and achil in general with kedusha. And it's not just something that we do for pleasure. And it's not even just something that we do to sort of get by, so as we don't starve, but it's an act, you know. This year, all the halachas we've been learning have been in what sefer, the Rambam? Kedusha. The halachos of machal sasuros are a reflection of our kedusha. And ad kedei kach, that even our kelim, you know, we want Jewish kelim, kaviyachol. We want, and that's what, that's the pshat over here. Like the Miri says, heyachim nechnasim ba l'kedusha. It's an amazing thing. That is, that's the Ritva's idea. It's like tefillah geiros. It's actually a very interesting shaila, which we don't have time to talk about now. But if a take care of his miskayin, or what about his kelim? Anyway, now the halacha is, and one of the reasons for this is that we said that you first have to sort of get rid of the bad and then do the good. So you have to do hafshir kelim before tfilas kelim. It's not as relevant for us because usually we buy new kelim, but traditionally, as you saw in Shulchan Aruch, you know, they would oftentimes, let's say, you know, buy kelim from a guy. So you need to do two things, right? You need to do first hafshir and then tfilah. It has to be in order. Whether that's makif or not is big machlokas rishonim. Which we're not going to get into now. Also, what if it is makif, but it's klishe ben yomos, so the rest doesn't need tefillah? Or no, is it still connected to those blius of gayim? Now, there's a very interesting discussion. Beyond the mitzvah to be tovel kelim, there's also an iser to you something that's not tovelt. And the question is, what's the gather of that iser? First of all, many point out that iser might only be midrabanan, not midraisa. The mitzvah is deraisa. The iser is derabanan. So one approach, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman's approach, is exactly what you said, that it's a bitul aseh, meaning to say that there's no separate iser, as much as if I'm chayv to do tefillas kelim and then I use a kli without tefillas, that's mevatel the mitzvah. It's also to be mevatel mitzvah, therefore it's aser to do. I had a ara on Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, actually. I'm not sure the answer. He might discuss this. It's printed. I didn't look it up again. It's printed in a letter in the back of that Tzilas Kalim Allah Zaver. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach declares about the following shaila. He says, you know, this is a very common shaila. It comes up. Let's say there are people that keep kosher, but Baruch Hashem, it's less common nowadays. It used to be more common, but they're not. They weren't over the Kalim. So what do? You want to eat at their house, right? Maybe it's your parents. It's not so pashut. Shlomo Rav Moshe has a heter that sometimes helps. Interesting heter. He says that if it's a kli that you don't really need to use, like, you know, you could just eat with your hands. But this wouldn't help for a cup. It would help for sometimes a fork. So then maybe there's no iser to use in that case. But as I said, that doesn't always help. Yeah, because you don't need the kli at that point. It just that's really manners. It's not. So anyway, Rav Shlomo Zalman has another kula, very interesting kula. He says like this. He says, well, look, what's the iser? Iser stands from the chi of. Right, the bittul mitzvah. So I couldn't really do the tefillah kelim here, right? I'm just a guest. I can't, like, run off, take their kelim and run off to the mikvah. So maybe there's no bittul mitzvah. It's like Tosfos says, by wearing a bag of shalom or konfos on Shabbos, maybe it's not aser, because I can't be mekayim the mitzvah tying tzitzis on Shabbos. That would be kosher. So memela, there's no iser anymore. The iser is only the bittul mitzvah. So if I can't be on the mitzvah, then bittul mitzvah is an aser. So he thinks maybe that's true. So therefore, it wouldn't be aser upon me to use the kelim. He says, no, it doesn't help. Why doesn't it help? He says, it doesn't help because it's lefnei iver. Lefnei iver. Why is it lefnei iver? Because I'm causing the bialim to be over on the aser, right? When they serve me food and not told kelim, so they're being over on the aser, shtam shes b'kli. So but it's not right for me to do it because I have to be open to Yisrael. That's what he says. So, first I'll tell you a gevaldik kula I thought came out from this, but then I'll tell you my kasha on this, and I don't know the answer. The kula I thought was like this. Many people, one of the big shilas in Tefillas Kelim, well, I'm sure you all discussed it this morning, is China. So, as you know, the Gemara talks about a case where you have a kli that's mitzupa be'ever and discusses whether or not that requires tefillas kelim or not. Ever is lead, it's metal. The kli, let's say, is cheres, it's mitzupa be'ever. We paskin lo lachmer not shayla. What about if you have a kli cheres that's mitzupa with glass? So glass also requires tefillah. Glass requires tefillah midrabanan. It's dumya to metal. If you fuse it, it can be fused with heat. So it's mitzupa, you have kli cheres mitzupa with glass. So the Shach's Machmer in that case is, well, it's not so Pashut. And Rav Eger says, oh, if off of that, china or porcelain would need Shil's Kalim because there's a layer of glass on it. Rav Moshe Feinstein is quoted by Rabbi Felder in the first version of Mesachos Shil's Kalim book as being made Gal Bezman Hazeh. The glass on our Kalim is very thin, very, very thin. It's like sprayed on. It's mamish nothing. And therefore, it's able mamish. You don't need to be told about china. Many people are machmir in that china, though. So let's say I'm Mako. I will, it's Mako, by the way. Well, let's say I'm Mako. But I have guests over who are machmir. Many people are also machmir in that china. So I would never feed my guests machalos azugos, even if I would never feed my guests food that I think is mutter, but they think is usher, right? Obviously not. Let's say I have chalos tam and they don't. So I would never feed that to them. So maybe that's exactly what I'm doing, right? When I give them food on my china, it's not a problem for me because we never use china, we only use paper. But let's say I did use china, so that would be
wrong.
What? Oh, so that's what I thought, that according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, atzad la'akel. Why? Because who's being mevatel the mitzvah? Me. I think it's mutter. So it's mutter for them to use it. And even though, and here there'd be no lifnei iver, because they are moda that yesh li al ma lismo. They don't think it's right. They don't follow Rav Moshe. But they're not going to say that. So this is actually a machlokas of poskim. When I think something is aser, but somebody else says it's mutter, can I give it to them? And again, they think it's mutter, and they have yesh lamal milas moch.
Yes,
so the Ma'arit is meiko, the Ksav Sofer is meiko, Shlomo Zalman follows that way. Not everybody else. The Chazon Ish is machmir. The Chazon Ish says, it doesn't make any sense. If I think this is aser, so I just like a machmir for achila, I should be machmir on lefnei iver. But many, many poskim are meiko on that shaila. So if you're... No, let's say it's aser. So let's, for now, it's aser. I think it's aser. Just, shh. So I think it's aser. They think it's mutter. So could I give it to them? Could I give it to them to eat? Right? You buy accidentally
a
cup of coffee. Chalastam. So could you give it to your chavusa?
This morning.
Right? So according to the Mabit, Ksav Sofer, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you can. Pass according to Chazon Ish, you can't. So now, if you were Makel on that Shaila, so then it would be okay for me, and you hold up Shlomo Zalman, it would be okay, right? Good. So here, what's my kasha on Shlomo Zalman? If you look at the end of the Shulchan Aruch, it says, what do you do, let's say, it's Shabbos. You didn't have a chance to be told before Shabbos, you really want to use this kli. So you give it to the guy, right? You give it to the guy. Why could you give it to a guy? Because it belongs to the guy, and then I'll borrow it from him. Taz says you should only do the short term, but it works for Shabbos, right? But in this case, according to Shlomo Zalman, it shouldn't be Mavasar for me, because I can't be told on Shabbos. It's Melsing Sankli. So why is it even not starting Shabbos? Why do I have to bother with this whole concept? Giving it to a guy and borrowing it back, right? Since I can't do his real skin, so we bother without it. Okay, so I'll have to have an answer for tomorrow. So tomorrow we will, Bezrat Hashem, finish up the Tfilas Kalim and do Hechshav Kalim. Hechshav Kalim is much longer in my notes, actually. It's a...